That boy was talking to that saxophone. I ain't gonna lie, that saxophone was singing. He was, man, talking through that thing, breathing. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Good morning. You're on the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey on September 30th, 2021. I hope all is well out there, man. I hope y'all get into y'all destination, being industrious, up and being studious, vigilant, you know, keeping your eyes and ears open. Being prepared. Today's course is going to be on business today, funding business, business funding, and just the proper way to go about setting up business. Now, us in the so-called black community, we don't understand business or economics, period. So our whole understanding of what we think is business and economics have no bearing on what's really going on. So we have to take new courses now to understand financing, understand what's going on, understand how systems work. You know, you just jump out there and just get a business because you got an EIN, that doesn't work. So that's how that goes. This is the Morning Drip on Blog Talk Radio with Suleiman Bey. And I would be remiss if I didn't send my honors to the Prophet Noble Drew Ali, and I will get into some of my readings in the end, and definitely will go into that. So today, I wanted to really just go on setting up setting up the basics of your business. Now, I want to go into deep because a lot of times people don't understand what Dun & Bradstreet is. And that's something I really wanted to touch on today, because if you know who Experian is, if you know who TransUnion is, if you know who Equifax is, and you should, I mean, the way the society is set up, of course you're going to know the big three. So in business, Dun & Bradstreet has, you know, three-fourths of the market as far as business credit reporting is involved, all right? So they have about 70% of the market with that. So that's somebody that you need to know. Now, I have clients that's been having business for years, and they don't have no Dun's number, or didn't have a Dun's number, or didn't know about Dun's, but was doing business. And when you're functioning like that, I can guarantee you, unless you're finding a private lender, that you're going to be spending money out your own pocket. And that's not the business model here in the United States of America, because this corporation, the United States of America, was formed off the power of borrowing. Okay? They borrowed. You feel me? They borrowed to get in this position. You know, they was put into this position. Okay? So, you got to understand that. All right? So, how do you get premium business credit? So, you definitely got to establish a file with Dun's & Bradstreet. Okay? And you got to, so you could get you a paydex score, which is basically going to show how you're good with paying, just like you have with your credit bureaus. They report you. Now, note, these people report you when you spend money with them. And you know they report when something is wrong, when you miss something, when something is late, they report. They try to put any kind of black eyes on you. And just a note, because we deal with a lot of the prison population, both male and female, and just a little note, if you're coming home and you're setting up businesses, it would be best for you to create an authorized representative or some type of other entity or some other person, I would say, to represent your affairs, to be the face of your affairs and kind of be like Pinky in the Brain. Yeah, because they're going to dig. You don't want them to put stuff in. They're going to assert stuff inside business stuff. They're going to put personal information in there. Now, if you can overlook that, if that's your story and who you are, and hey, that's all good. But they're going to put that stuff in there. So you got to know how to maneuver. Okay, so with things with Dun's that I've learned personally, that you can go the hard way. Like I say, I went through. I'm old school, man. I don't all the methods. You know, I study stuff, but I go with what I feel and what I see in my field. You understand? And I did good with that. As of now, I have a company right now that have a nice paydex score, a 79. As a matter of fact, it's going to be higher than that just based off what I know now. But it has a 79 right now, and that's good, you know. And like I say, it's things that you have to go into the preparation of forming your business. It's more, folks, than just going to the calling the IRS and getting an EIN. Yeah, it's more than after you get an EIN, let me file with the state so I'm registered, I got a license or whatever. No, it's more than that. It's more than just, oh, okay, after that, let me go get a building so I could do business in. Okay, those are key components. Yeah, that has to be done. But there's other things underneath there before you even got to that point that needed to be done. And those are the things that's going to set you up so you can have premium business credit, setting those type of things up. So that's what we're going to go into today. Some of the do's and don'ts and some of the things you need to do to set up, all right? So remember, the first thing is setting up a file with Dun's. Now, I went the old school way with Dun's. I just called Dun's up, paid my money, and started doing business and just going as I went going. I just went without a script. I didn't have a how-to-do script and how-not-to-do script, but that's what you're getting today, a how-to-do script and how-not-to-do script, okay? So you want to set up your profile with Dun's first. And you want to, fabricate things. Yeah, you want to set your business up just like you when you're filing up something, how many employees you got, how much salary you making. You know y'all making more salary than y'all making. Y'all know y'all putting more employees. But you know the purpose of that? See, that you need to know how many you need to put. You understand? So you can have an idea of what's going on. So they say to get a top business credit rating, you need to have 10 employees or more. So you need to at least say you got 10 employees. That's what they say. Okay? You must have, your business must have been, you must have been in business 2 to 3 years. Now listen, this is the model what the European wants. Okay? This is in the union. Okay? This is in the union, however y'all want to call it. The commercial codes, the UCCs, this is all under this business. This is all under commercial affairs, all right? This is the criteria of what they want, okay? So if you recently incorporated, that's cool. They don't mind, but they typically they want businesses to be in 2 or 3 years or more. But if, like I said, if you recently incorporated, that's cool. You need to have, if you, it's the option, optional for you to have more than one business location with a local phone operator. And let me tell you this. When you got your phone listing and you got it registered with them, that it's a business, man, it's imperative that you got a live operator answering that phone, that you got somebody answering that phone. And I learned that the hard way, because they be calling, and they will pop up at the business to see if you got a physical location too. They do got agents. They do got agents. They checking up on everything because their reputation is on the line. So you will run into stuff like that. Now, if you run into those, if you don't mind stuff like that, if you got a booming system where you just generating money and vendors gonna mess with you and you're gonna boom up anyway and beat the odds, then so be it. But I'm just giving you the business model of what they do. They're looking for employees or answering phone this for your business with the business name at all times. Thank you for calling. Woo woo woo. Yes, that's what they want to hear. That, all right? A live operator. Hello. Yes, this is Wooty Woo's business that they want to hear that in, okay? Your articles of incorporation, of course, you know that. Financing statements is important. A lot of times, people, we don't give our financial statements. Even when you get credit cards and stuff like that, you don't put down all your information. You're trying to be private and secret, not knowing that. They're going into all that stuff anyway. They're going to go into it on the under, on the cool. You understand what I'm saying? They go into it. They ain't just lending money to anybody because they're lending somebody else's money to you. Yeah, they lending somebody else's credit, which is yours. Well, that's another topic. So they want you. They say you should put on there that you make $300,000 a year or more. So don't be afraid. This is a classified file I'm reading to you. Like, don't be afraid to fabricate. You've been fabricating on licenses and applications all your life. Yeah, I know what y'all been doing. I was doing the same thing. You've been fabricating on applications all your life, man. You know, tell them you're doing big because that's what you got on your mind. That's right. You tell them you're doing big. You don't tell them you're a peon. You're not a peon, are you? You just stepped up to the big world. You in done. See, the peons don't get into done. They don't know nothing about done, if that's how you want to look at it. You understand? Once you come into the big leagues, then you got to play with the big folks. So you start off, man, yeah, you make $300,000 a year. You got 10-plus employees. Yeah. Yeah, and on and on and on. You play the game. Yeah, get in where you fit in so you could get the best business rating and credit for your business and for your family and for to do the things that you need to do. Like, you'll be scared. You've been lying on all them little petty miscellaneous applications for all the little credit and bull, you know, the little store credits and all that. So get with it now. Okay? You must be current, all your up to date on all your filings with the state and all that. Listen, Duns be looking into all that. They gonna put red flags in your file, all kinds of stuff. You know, try to get people not to mess with you. But again, your power and your branding is what's gonna overall determine your rating and what you get, the effort and work that you and your team put in. Not what Duns or anybody else try to stop and do, is what you do on the ground. How you get people to come and spend with you versus what the report's saying. They saying that you're working and you're bringing revenue and they want to do business with you. That's what you need to have, that model in your mind. Again, they will stop by, so them P.O. boxes ain't no good. They will stop by for location checks. If you want to have banners and stuff in your windows and stuff like that, you know, and a little business fee. If you really got a business location, or if that's, you know, that's just your business location, you need to have some type of banners and stuff hanging up around there. Okay? Website, if you want to do searches. You know, they want to do engine searches, so it's good to have a website. All right? So that was just a couple of the things, okay? Now, understand this. If you live in the heart of the ghetto and you form a business in the heart of the ghetto, another thing, not at your home, that's not good. You form a business in the heart of the ghetto with a zip code that's where Shanae and them live and Lil Joe and them. Listen, you think you go get some funding? You're not going to get no funding. Man, they know. Listen, you're not going to get no funding. You're going to have to go through a whole bunch. You know, you got to play the game. You got to set your business up in good location. Well, nowadays, they have a lot of different virtual office and addresses and stuff that you can pay for or even get physical. They have physical businesses that you can, you know, you can get packages and all, you know. So you got to use that in some prominent areas. You know, if you live somewhere, you know, you got to get out the off the turf. You got to put that location somewhere where they can see that it's somewhere that's prominent. You know, you could get some business funding, and that's just for real because they discriminate with the zip codes and stuff. Y'all all right out there? Man, we on Blog Talk Radio, the morning drip with Suleiman Bey. Man, I hope all is well with y'all out there. If y'all just tuned in, you're dealing with this business credits and the do's and don'ts of business. The main thing that they're going to deny you for when you go to get a loan, when you go to get especially with the loans, I'm going to talk about particular for businesses. If you don't have a DUNS number, I can tell you right now why you have never got a loan, why they do not give you loans. You don't have a DUNS number? Oh, who are you in the business world? Man, they're not just going to walk up and just hand you no money. They don't even know who you are. You don't even have no history. See, it's just like personal credit. You have personal credit that's good, but if you haven't established it with nobody, meaning showing somebody that they could give you $50 and you pay them back, and then somebody else want to give you $100 and you pay them back, hey, man, you're not going to get nothing. It's going to be hard at first. So that's the same thing. If you've been doing business for years and you ain't had no done, you ain't official in the business world. So that's why that's important. Now, remember I said they control 70% of the market. That's 3/4 of the market of business credit reporting goes through Dun & Bradstreet. Okay, Dun, D-U-N, and Bradstreet. So that's the name of it. People pronounce it and say it. You know, we all from different regions. People got different twists of the tongue. All right? Okay, what you want to tell them? Okay, so you want to tell them you've been in business 5 years, grossing more than $1 million, 50 employees. Now, these what they say is to get top payday scores of 75 and better. And they say some people go with 5 employees. And I think I went with, somewhere like back that, 5. I think I went about 5 employees. So I have a 79 score. I didn't go by the traditional of them. I was a new incorporated business. I put my gross sales at a high. I didn't put it at a million, but I put it at high. You know, I put it over 100,000 plus easy. So remember getting that phone registered where they can call that phone number and check on that phone number. They will check, folks. Man, they will be calling and check. And I'm telling you, you won't even know it's them. And they be calling to check, see if somebody answering. So never know who's calling your phone. Asking to be something. So these are the paydex score interpretations, all right? If you got a 0 to 49, you are a high risk, okay? That's what that means. You are high risk. If you got a 50 to a 79, you're a medium risk. And if you have an 80 to a 100, you are low risk. So like I said, I have a business. It's been up a year now. Yeah, it's been up a year now. From the ground up, not knowing anything, and now it has this 79, which is the top of the medium risk. So it's cool. It's the lowest part of the right. The 80 goes to the low, which goes to the best ratings you can get, 80 to 100. So we're 1 point away from being in the lowest classification, which is simple for us now. We understand all of it. So if you have somebody setting a business up for you and they're putting vendors on your business, I'm telling you all this is because you have to get reported from people that you're worthy, they gave you credit. So when you have net 30 accounts getting established and people giving you $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, you're looking at it like, and you're just sitting there and sitting on your business profile and you're not spending with it, then you're doing a disservice to yourself. because every time you go spend at Walmart and these other places, every time you go buy your clothes and these other places that these vendors have for your business, you could be spending with your business, and they're going to report it to the bureaus. You see what I'm saying? They're going to be reporting it to Experian Business, Dun & Bradstreet, Client Checker. You know, this will be going to the business bureau people. This is going to be increasing your business credentials that way that you can get funding. And then when you have these credit agencies on there, for instance, like these finance fees, like NAV, if you have NAV, a NAV account set up, it's like Credit Karma. So Credit Karma are one of those places. When you got a credit card offer, it shows you when your scores go up, when your scores go down, it gives you alert. It's the same thing with NAV. It hooks up your DUNS. It hooks up your personal and your business credit, and it has it all on one place. And anytime your scores go up and you're linked to funding and stuff, it boom, it sends you alerts and tells you. So it's a beautiful thing. They want like $125 a quarter. It's like $500 a year, but it's well worth to have that platform on your computer or on your phone to look at. Okay? So that's another thing right there. So like over 70 million businesses are registered to Dun & Bradstreet. All right? They give you the payday score. That's based on your payment experience, okay? That's what a payday score is. So like I said, if you got an 80 to 100, then you got the best ratings. And when you get into that, I'm going to go down the line and show you what those different ratings can get you. But then you start dealing with stuff like fleet funding and, you know, getting into properties and different stuff like that, okay? Experian Business, okay, for the vendor payments. That's based off your payment experience. They go get you that IntelliScore, okay. That's one of the three largest personal credit bureaus also for the business. It's Experian, all right. The one for small business is going to be Client Checker. So the vendors provide them with information on you. So you just got to be aware of what's going on. But people are reporting on you, man. And you need to have that number. That number was important because that number was going to tell the story. If you go in to get a bank, they just go look at you. You're like, well, man, I've been in there 6 years. My bank account show. I've been got a flow of currencies. Why I can't get no money from these people? Because you don't understand the setup. You don't understand that you've been doing business with a phone number that ain't been registered. You have been doing business without a DUNS number. That's like running around with driving a car without a tag. Yeah, like driving a car without a tag. You know you're going to get pulled over. There you'll get a ticket. Okay. So the three business scores, like I said, is the payday score. Scores raised from 0 to 100. A score of 75 and better is good. Okay. It's based off your payment experience reported by your vendors. See how important that is? So if you got vendors on your profile, in your business, it's important to spend with them. Why? Because the highest score is your payday score, and that's what's your payment experience from the vendors. Okay, then your telescore, that ranges from 0 to 100. A score of 75 is best, and that's also based off your experiences, your trade experiences or payment experiences from your vendors, all right? You need two of those who report to Experian. You need two trade references, meaning two people you do business with that reports to Experian to get that good rate, all right? Okay, and then your DUNS rating. They got various ratings with DUNS. It's really based off your employee size, your financials, your payment history is important too. But that's down the road. So they have more factors. They do got a thing called PayQ score, and that's for the range from like 20 to 90. You need an 80 for that, and it's based off your vendors. Everything is based off your vendor. You need three trade references. And they need to report to Client Checker. So you need to find out who reports to who. Everybody don't report to Experian. Everybody don't report to, just like in personal, everybody don't report to Experian, TransUnion, Equifax. I mean, there's all kinds of them out there. I can just go down and name all kinds of them. There's all kinds of them, man. It'll blow you back to know how many people who are reporting, sharing information on you, and have agencies that are collecting data. You would be surprised, man. It's a lot of them. It's hundreds of them. It literally is. So to get a high payday score, you want to have five vendors that gives you business credit, all right? All right. We got a list. If you go to Legal Empowerment Group 101 at Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. That's Legal Empowerment Group 101.com. If you go to that website, you see a lot of information on there about what's going on, what you're doing. Check into that. Y'all also check in QueenKitty.net and QueenKitty at Instagram, and that's QueenKitty with a K, K-I-T-T-Y for feminine products. Ladies, check that out. And fellas, if you don't believe the hype about all that other stuff, if you ain't got no snapper in your house, if you ain't got that red snapper, if it ain't snapping, man, I got a product for you. They got some products and some tightening gel in there that had that thing snap. It had that thing backing out. Do a little promoting here, too, now. This is a Queen Kitty. It ain't for the kitties that meow. It's for the kitties that purr. So y'all check that out. QueenKitty.net and Queen Kitty at Instagram. Y'all check out them feminine products for the ladies and get your ladies some. So to get a high payday score, you must have five vendors. Again, just giving you business credit. You need to listen. Let me tell y'all the key to getting good business credit and personal credit. When you pay your bills before time, not on the due date. So the more days you pay ahead of time, the better business score that you get. So if you pay 15 days ahead of time, you're going to have excellent. 15 to 20, you pay 20 days ahead of time, you're going to have this excellent history. They like, man, that person paying ain't even within 10 days. They had a money. Oh, that's how you boom it up, okay? And then you do that for a while. You do that for 6 months. You pay 15, 20 days ahead of time. You do that for 6 months, and then you apply for credit cards and stuff, all right, with larger vendors. You start doing stuff like American Express. You give yourself 6 months, all right? And you do that. You get the vendors on there, and you just pay them, and you pay them ahead of time, all right? I just had to hit my head rush. I just had an air rush. Okay. So remember, they're gonna report everything, y'all. When you're dealing with them vendors, they report everything. And I can't stress this enough. Listen, you have to spend with these vendors. Like I said, you might have 15 vendors on there. All the vendors might not have everything that you say that you want. But they do have everything that you need. And that's the key. Redirecting your funds to the right places that works for you and do the best for you. This is about investing into yourself, folks. If you're spending money on places where you're not getting anything back, it's just going out, then that's no good. You don't want money to just go out. You want stuff to come back in. You want it to pay for itself. You want it to come back in. So you have to set those type of things up, all right? So that comes from your shopping and everything. They have vendors out there. They have vendors out there that give you lines of credit, and you could pay on monthly on shopping. Instead of going and shopping where you're shopping at, they got the same stuff. They got the same stuff. You look around, they got vendors with credit lines that boost up your personal and business credit. You can put that stuff in your store, put that stuff in your business. Hey, buy some stuff and put a couple little articles in there. They're going to report. They're going to give you $5,000, $2,000 worth of credit. You buy $100, $200 a month worth of little products to put inside your business just for a little side hustle and get the reporting all the time. So they're going to report that to you that you're getting that business. That credit line is on there. What increases your utilization and all that, how much credit you're using and you're getting. Yeah, and you ain't using much of it. They gave you $2,000. You ain't using them but $100, $120 a month messing with them. Yeah, so you get it reported, and then they go give you an extra line of credit the more that you build with them. So within a year, you just started off, somebody set up your business profile and put $20,000 worth of credit on there just off the beginning. And you pay for that package, whatever you pay for that package, whatever it's going for, $1,500, $200. Hell, some people charge $6,000, $7,000, $9,000 for those packages to put that type of stuff on there. I know personally because I paid for a package that cost $8,500. And that package, I didn't get anything. Only thing that I got was knowledge how to do something for myself because I had to go for myself. So, like I said, there's a lot of hooks and crooks out there. So you got to understand about this. There's science to this, and you got to go into it from the ground up. You got to have your paper game together. and you could have your paper game together, and somebody could have been out here having a business, a physical business been booming for years and can't get a dime out of nobody. But you could go with your paper game and go in there and walk straight in to the bank, and they go give you a check. Here you go. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. The same way people going on and begging right now, when there's people who know the game tough and walk in with a suit with their paper game tough and walk out of there with big loans, big grants and stuff from these people, all off of just knowing paper game. So, yeah. All right. So, listen to this. How to qualify for auto and equipment leases, okay? Okay, they look at four things when analyzing your company credit. This is what they do, okay? Three trade references, all right? Your vendors, all right? These are the people that can give you 30 days, 15 days, 20 days, whatever it is to pay them. And you always pay them on time. And remember what we just discussed, are even better, the 15 days early rule, okay? You want to pay them at least 15 days early. If it's a 30-day note, 15 days early. If it's a 15-day thing they're giving you, 7 days. Yeah, you want to pay them in half the time, okay? If they reporting you and you paying late and you paying after 30 days and all that stuff, that trade reference ain't no good. They ain't even no use having that on there. Yeah, you need to be paying beforehand. Okay, your bank account statements need to be average. Okay, so you need to have facts over your balance account sheet to them to show what's going on with your, you know, with your bank. A 6 months worth. All right, that's how you get it. They want to see 6 months. This is for auto lease. Okay, 6 months worth of what's going on with your bank account. Okay, so listen, a key note here. Here's a gem. The banks are depositories. So if you think just putting $10,000, $20,000, $100,000 in the bank and it's sitting there, you're barbing out, for one, you don't gain no interest sitting in there in somebody's private bank, okay? It doesn't work like that, okay? They're depositories. That's how they're getting their money through the fees. They didn't want to see you making deposits. So a good way to manipulate the system is, let's say you haven't ever started nothing in the system in the beginning. You've just been having your account there. You might put a few, you know, a couple thousand in there a month or whatever. But you need to put deposits in there daily. You need to take daily deposits into there or weekly deposits in there. Every week you need to go and boom, here's a stash. Every week, boom. And every week it needs to be consistent, and every month it needs to grow. So, for instance, you might start off 1 month, put in $30 a day, or let's say $150 a week, okay? And then you do that 1 week, you do that 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, you put $600. Next month, you say you put $200 every week, $200, $400, $600, $800. The next month, that's 2 months. The next month, you put $250. Now you got it, that's $1,000 a month. Now you've shown a pattern. You went from $150 a week putting into your bank to $200 a week putting in your bank to $250. Yeah, they see that. They're taking note of that. So it's being registered. Okay, it's seeing that your business is growing. If nothing else, you can have a case to show that your business is growing. You could go apply for a loan or something. And even if they deny you, it shows. That was for 3 months. Now, for the next 3 months, you go to do it again. They just say, keep up the good work. Hey, man, we can't help you right now. They might say that. Then you just double it up now. You say, okay, I'm going to put $100 a day in there. Then. I'm going to put $3,000 a month this month. And then next month, I'm going to put $200 a day. I'm going to put $6,000 up in there. And then next month, I'm going to put $300 there. I'm going to put $9,000 up there. And I'm going to show them, and man, you saw a significant increase on your graph. See, it's been charting on a graph, like the stocks, like you're watching the markets as a graph. And you've been going from 6 months' time, you've been on the straight incline. Ooh, you a money machine for 6 months. If they would have got in on you from down there, they would have made a mint. So now they want to jump in on the wave. See? They want to hope it keeps going up and don't go down. Okay, so now when you can do this on a consistent basis, when you come down on the bottom line, they're going to get in with you and say, okay, here we go, man. You got a business model. You done did three businesses perfectly showing us that you do that. Here we go, give you that financing off the top. That's what we're here to teach you right here on Blog Talk Radio and the Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Don't forget, to, like I said, to tap into LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. That's the website, and you can find other information for our email and all the stuff there. You can see what we got going on. Okay, so the four things they're looking for, remember, three trade references. You want to pay up at least 15 days ahead of time. Your bank account statements, 6 months. They want to know the personal credit of you, see, of the credit of the officer or majority owner of the company, see. They want to get personal.
Mm-hmm.
They want to look into you. So they want to see how you pay your company, how you pay the company, what's going on with you. All right? So they want to check into that. And they want to see your Dun's report. What is Dun's talking on you? So if Dun's got a good thing on you, your personal is good, and you got bank statements and three trade references, ooh, hey, you can go to that lot. You can go get you some fleet leasing. That's right. You can go get you some fleet leasing. So you got to have that paid. So if Dun's reporting on you, meaning what? What does that mean? A good payday score with Dun's is what? Usually 65 and above, okay? But when you want that fleet, you need to have that 75 and better when you're trying to go get that, when you go try to go get with them cars. But, yeah, you want to be up there. You don't want to be playing around like that, all right? So you're going to have to show that good credit history, and that's how that goes with that. All right. Now, y'all all right out there? So, like I said, the biggest thing is investing in yourself. I can't stress that enough. The more vendors that you got to spend money with them. And like I said, you don't got to break yourself. Man, some of them don't take but $80, $40. And you hustling during the month, you got to spend the $80, $40, $69. Some of them got a membership fee you got to pay, $99 for the year, $69 for the year, $79 for the year. It might be three or four of them you might have to do. Okay, whoopie-doo. And then you got to buy something from them. You go in there, you buy something. You buy something for your computer. You buy some computer products. You buy some ink. You buy some wardrobes to put up in the place. You know, I mean, listen. And you find different ways to, your money works for you because, remember, they're reporting. Some of them giving you $5,000 off a credit line, $12,000 off a credit. And they say, hey, you don't even got to spend with us. Hey, we just got this sitting here for us. But if you do spend with us, we're going to report it to the Bureau, to Dun's, and we're going to report it to Experience Business. Now, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful thing. That's what you would want to do because that's where you go get it. And, folks, listen, personal credit has nothing on business credit. You want to have personal credit, right, because they're going to check that. But they're going to give you 10 to 100 times more in business credit than they are in personal, and that's just a fact. All right? That's what they're going to do. Okay. Okay. Business credit. You can get all kinds of business credit accounts set up once your business credit is good. Man, Neiman Marcus, Nordstrom, JCPenney's got commercial accounts, Staples. You have your Texaco and your Shell, so that's for your gases and all that, your Home Depots, you got your mobiles, your Office Depots, all them type of places. You know, you're going to have all those type of vendors on there. You're going to have your different car places, and you just had your profile set up looking good. After that few months, like I said, give yourself 3 months. You paid all your vendors 15 days ahead of time. Give yourself 3 to 6 months, and then that, like I said, you get that equipment leasing for your vehicle leasing, equipment leasing, and all that. And I just gave you the four things that they're gonna check. Let me run back over that again. They're gonna check your three trade references, been paying on time, your bank accounts for 6 months. Your personal credit or the majority owner of the company or the chief officer or whatever, and then you're done the Bradstreet report. So, and you've been trying to get a car the whole time, and you got a business, you don't got no Dun's number, you know what I'm talking about, and you ain't had no trade references, so that's two of the things that you need. You go get a big denial, a big red stamp on your business profile, and that's what you go get. So, if you guys know people out there, or if you need help out there, if you need help with consultation, if you need help forming your business the right way, you can hit us up. That's what we do. Like I said, my post have my co-partner post some stuff up there and just show you some of our scores, show you, you know, how we sitting over there, you know, at 79 just on our company. And like I said, we learned from the bottom. And Now it's gonna boom up. We're gonna boom it up even more. We're gonna be able to help you guys more, and, because we know more now. You're gonna get a business model that was better than the business model that we created. I mean, you're gonna be able to come into it flourishing from the beginning. And by the way, we do credit repair and credit builder. It's the same thing. You know, it's the same process as with them both. We get that stuff took off of there quick. My co-partner is good. She's good at what she do. So check out that website, LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Go over there and check out Sister Tay Bay and see what she got going on. And get you some help. Get you some consultation. Get you some e-books. Get you some free information on how to set up businesses, and different information is on there. And ask questions. Tap in. Leave your email address. Leave your, you know, whatever you can leave, so we can get in contact with you, or you can get in contact with us, and you can find out more, and you can do better. Like I said, we also got an email, LegalEmpowermentGroup101@gmail.com. Like I said, you can find all that stuff on the website. I hope you guys understand that you have to do business, you have to do commerce the right way. You have to set it up the right way. If you're in, you know, if you're going in commerce that way, if you're going on commerce through EIN, you know, you're going through the system, you're going in through the artificial way, artificial system, then that's the way you have to play. You have to play it the way that it's set up, okay? If you want to flourish, if you want to be successful or whatever, you know, you want to be able to make it right, then you have to play it how it's right, play it the right way, so you can get the best benefits for yourself, because you're up against a lot already. You already know that, so you at least got to have your I's dotted and your T's crossed. So I just wanted to share that with y'all. So I just hope y'all are all right out there, and like I said, let me go through here. Also, with the credit repair, we're doing that too, folks. Listen, it's simple for y'all out there. It's simple for y'all out there. Understanding the consumer laws, understanding you the consumer, you the one that created the credit, they're using your energy. All you got to do is challenge them. Tell them just to send you the instrument. Tell them to send you the original instrument. They call it the 609 letter. We got that template for you. Go on over and get that. We got that template for you coming from LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com, and you just check that out. And you just check out the template. You just see, send that in to them. You make them verify that. Make them give you that original instrument. And by the way, they can't give it to you. So you just got to know that. How they can't give it to you? Because they stole it. And if they sold your debt, then that means there's no debt exists. You don't owe any debt. So you need to understand this. And you need to know how to attack them. And if it's too much for you, but it sounds good, and you don't believe the hype, and we show you it, and you wonder why people are doing credit repair, and they're showing you, and they're living good, because you got to just understand certain things. If you can't do it yourself, then there's people out there that can do it for you. And that's what we come in at. So that's what I'm saying. Blog Talk Radio, Suleiman Bey, The Morning Drift, in connection with LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Yes, we got it for you. So that's how that goes. Now, if you need trade lines, we got trade lines too. We fix your credit up. We'll put trade lines on there, authorized users, the whole shebang. So we, like I said, we know how to set your business up. We know how to set your personal credit up, your personal and business credit up, because they both go hand in hand. So we go clean your personal credit up so your business credit won't have no problem and go flourish on its own. And then we'll set your personal credit so you can set your personal credit aside and just grow like a business. So you stay private, you have a public way that you move, and you stay private. And that's how you differentiate that, and that's how you separate that, and that's how it goes down here. Okay? So listen, we do here at Blog Talk Radio, as well as doing business formation, we do other things. We set up CPN. Yeah, we set up CPNs the legit way. We direct you to a legit source where you can get things set up. We will have some affiliate sites posted up to our website where you can tap into other affiliate ebooks and groups and order and buy stuff through us. When mentioning us to buy us, and we'll get a commission, and you know, help us all have understanding, and you know, so when we walk you through something, we'll be taking you to a verified source that's going to do everything for us. So just your trust in us and coming to us, seeing that what we doing is that we get a thing done, and we will send you to the source that we go through when you subscribe and come a member and tap into us. And we will put you in the good hands that we in. So the same news that we use, and we will make sure that you use. And it's like we're giving you the news now that you use, and it's going to be more in depth. You're going to get that, you know, everything that everybody else ain't seeing and what's going on, that's what you're going to get. Because that's what you get. When you get subscriptions and when you listen in to people, you go get so much when you listen in. But in order to really get everything, you have to buy in. Okay, so you could listen in. Oh, that person is very knowledgeable. That person, okay, you could write down so much and you could go check on stuff. But to really, you have to buy in, and that's just how it be. That's the way I can say it, because I had to buy into so much to bring you what I'm giving you now. This is the result of study, which comes in the form of buying, whether I have to buy a book, whether I have to buy a seminar or webinar, but I have to buy information. I have to study information. They have information shorts out there. That's why it's the information highway. That's why it's the information era. Everything with the information is winning. Just give, buy information and re-give it. I could give you the information, a lot of it. I could just give it back to you because there's so much out there. And all you have to do to buy back into me is press subscribe, press like, email, come aboard, tell a friend to listen in, to tap in to the website, to the different things that's going on. And that's how I get reimbursed, you know. So, and then likewise with you, the more you know, and then you pass it on some to somebody else, the same thing. Boom. So remember, LegalEmpowerment Group 101.com. So we will put trade lines on for you, do CPNs. Listen, when you go and you have a social security number and say you get married, and then you move and get a new address. Now that you got a new name change and a new address and you got that in the system, you have created a new profile. Yeah, you have created a new profile with that separate from the other profile, and you don't know that. So that's where the CPN number and stuff come in, where you could just create that profile off the gate. And you could create multiple of them. You could create them off the gate with your name, your social, and your date of birth be tied under that, right, with a new address and a new name or whatever, and get the number. And then don't tie it in to some other things which you don't tie into. So that's all. But you have to register it that way so it won't be illegal. Okay, when you register the number for the number to get checked geographically, it has to be checked against who you are. That way it won't, you know, it won't cross with that. So once it cross-reference against who you are, then the other information that you put in is going to establish a new file with a new number. When the new number will have the same likeness with the name and stuff that look up there, but when you put it up there, it's going to go through a whole different way. But you will re-put it through the system. And that's something that you have to be taught. You have to be taught that, you know. Man, you have to buy into stuff like that. That's what I did. I bought into it, and now I understand, so I could do it. And then when you buy into it, first you will buy into it. And then you will understand, and then you will have to do it for yourself. See, that's how information is now. You buy in, but then once you get it, then you can pass it on to somebody else. And then you sell it back to them so you get your money back and make a little profit. But the other people can use it too. It's something they can use. You just repackage it up and give it to them at a lesser value. So I pay one price, I'm going to give it back at a cheaper value. I can't settle for the price that people gave to me. They perfected it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got it. You can make that. That was something that they perfected and sent out and put in. Who knows? They might have recreated it and packaged it up from somebody else, what they bought it from. You see what I'm saying? It sold it for a lesser price. So I'm going to package it up too. But right now, I'm giving it to you. And that's how most of it goes. You point people to the right direction, and then the rest is up to you. I could lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. By the way, I'm going to make sure I get something to drink while I get there, because my lips are dry and parched. So I'm going to make sure I'm going to get some water at the watering hole. If you don't want to drink none, that's on you. But I'm going to show and prove. That's what everybody wants to see. I guess everybody wants to see everything, huh? You ain't showing them that. Nah. It's about putting things together. It's about putting some precious metals together. Yeah, that's what you want to have, all kinds of things. The new currency is changing. It's cryptos and all that, but precious metals never go out. Silver coin and silver, copper and gold. You want to have precious metals, get you some. Put them up monthly, stack them. I don't care if you only buy 4 ounces. 4 ounces a month is 48 ounces for the year. Some of y'all been out there in the streets running around all your life and ain't got 48 ounces. man, you could buy 4 ounces of silver a month for $100 and some. Yeah, and you just spent 4 ounces. You have 48, you have 48 ounces. You have more than a kilo, more than you ever had out there running around thugging. You need to change what you're doing. Really need to change what you're doing and get something else going on. Yeah, I hope y'all are all right out there. Yeah, you can put a little stuff away. The little money you're wasting on cigarettes, smoking, all the little stuff that you're doing, you got to listen. You got to take accounting, you got to have a ledger of needs and wants. And you just got to really police yourself, if that's what you want to call it. You got to really just take control of yourself and write down every day what you're doing. And write down, was that a need or a want? And put that on your list. You bought some bubble gum, you stopped at the store, got some chips, whatever. Was that a need or was that a want? And you got to be honest with yourself. And at the end of the day, you go in and tally up. And you say, okay, I didn't really need that. That was a need. That was a want. That was a need. Okay, the want, I got it. The want, I didn't need that. And you separate it. And you say, okay, over here is what I spent, what I needed, and this is what I wanted. Man, and you start seeing it. And you see it. Man, that was a waste of money. You say, okay, well, I spent $30 today what I didn't need. Well, if you do that for 30 days, that's a habit that you got because you go to this store every day and you do these things. That's a habit. Most of the time what you're taking note of is habits. It's habitual. So if you're spending $30 a day on that in 30 days, that's $900. And you wonder why you're broke. At the end of the day, you don't have nothing to pay your bills. You're not even taking account of the little things. You're buying your kids chips and candy everywhere you go. Y'all got to pay attention now. You got to take account. It seems small, but it adds up. Man, $20 a day on miscellaneous is $600 you're missing out your pocket. It could be reinvested in something, reinvested in yourself, in your business. Yeah, you're going to be putting that into something for your children to help it grow. So these are things where accounting comes in. And even some of the things which you need, you say, okay, I spent this every day what I needed. Okay, even on the gas, how can I, you know, balance more moderate? How can I level things out? If you can't see it, then you ain't going to even be able to attack it. You're not going to be able to grow. Yeah, you don't have no balance. It's called accounting. So that's the kind of things that you have to do. You have to start taking ledgers, and we have to start being more wiser with our earnings so you can keep more, you understand? So that's what's important with the vendors, having a bunch of vendors. Your vendors have everything. Your vendors got snacks for your businesses. Your businesses got food for your businesses, Yeah, for your rooms, for your lunch rooms and stuff, your dining areas inside your business. Yeah, your cafeterias. Yeah, they got all the food. So you can use that, huh? Okay, now y'all better know how to start putting your money in the right place where it's going to work for you and be reported so you can get the things you need. Then you go get you a car under your business name. Go put you an old Magnum on the side of it. Who cares? You got you a nice brand-new car. Ain't worried about nothing that's under the business, huh? You ain't worried about nothing if it default or nothing. No, yeah. I mean, you go take care of your thing, but you got your car. And you good. And you put your Magnet on there, and it shows your business. People see you doing things. Yeah, and you're riding good and looking good. And that's what this is about. So setting yourself up. Who wants to keep doing business? You can't expand. You can't grow. That's what it's about. It's about being industrious and being able to grow. You can't grow because you got mom and pop store, and you got to spend your own money every day. And the business model here, people come over here to borrow. They come over here and borrow. They establish accounts and stuff off of borrowing power. Remember, you are the borrowing power of the consumer. Everything is bonded by and backed by you. And the full faith and credit is you. You are the creditor. If you look at the consumer codes tell you that the definition of consumer is the one who created the credit, created the debt. Well, if you created the debt, that means you as the creditor. Hell, you the ones created it. Hell, nobody just go give nobody nothing. How do you think you walked off a car lot with a $50,000, $60,000 car and put down $1,000 unless the car wasn't already paid for? Who's going to give you that? People just got all these cars made up there. They're just going to give them to you. Them cars are already prepaid for. That's why they're sitting on the lot. Evidently, because if they wasn't, somebody had to pay for them to be made. Yeah, your taxpayer dollars, you. They bonded by you. You already been paid for them cars. So all they is, when you going to put a down payment and paying a monthly fee on them, all you're doing, and guess what you're doing? You're paying a taxation. Yeah, you're paying a taxation and a tax fee. And you ain't supposed to be taxed. Something you already paid for. You gave up all your people gave up all their resources to the government. anyway, that's another story for another day.
Another story for another day. And like I said, I hope y'all enjoyed the show today. I hope it's something that y'all can use up in here today. As always, be ready to tune back in mañana. We'll be back in tomorrow. That's how that goes. So all the people who've been listening, if you never had a business before, or if you had a business and you've been hearing for the longest about what you need to do and you've been hearing about done and stuff, please, people, go get yourself together. Find somebody that can help you. You know, find somebody that can help you. Use your resources. That's the best thing I could tell you. It's nothing more than having some good resources. Somebody that can help you and stuff and tell you different things and guide you in the right direction so you don't got to make all the same mistakes that they made. And they try to help you, you know. That's how we grow. You know, we ain't old enough and ain't going to live long enough to make all the mistakes in the life ourselves. But we got to look at other people and learn from other people's mistakes so we don't have to make the same mistakes. So that's what this is about. So tap in. You know, tap in, man. If the morning drip ain't cracking, then tap in to LegalEmpowerment Group101.com. See what we got going on. See what we got going on Instagram. See what we got going on YouTube. Yeah, see what we got going on Facebook. See what we got going on TikTok. See what we got going on LinkedIn. Yeah, Legal Empowerment. Look up under Legal Empowerment, man. We everywhere. See what we got going on. See what kind of information we getting out there. Interact with us. Tell a friend. We prisoner friendly, too. We help the prisoners. We send them packages. We send them information. We send them a lot of books through RV Bay Publications. Hey, we helping them out. We helping them out with status correction. We helping them out with jurisdiction, understanding how they were captured. And we doing a lot of stuff, man. We helping them out with filings. We helping them out with personal assistance. Yeah, if their family not helping them out, if y'all can't do everything with the forum, hell, we got a system with people out here that's been incarcerated before that know the things that they need that will help them, assist with them. Tap into our website, LegalEmpowermentGroup101.com. Leave your information, and we help your prisoners out. We help them with litigation, all kinds of stuff that we got going on. We send some packages in to them with our flyers and let them know what kind of services we got for them in conjunction with them. Yeah, alleviate them. Alleviate the pain. Y'all just got y'all folks in there. Y'all think they feeding them good. Y'all think they in a safe place. It's asbestos going in there, lead paint, roaches running around, bugs. They're being exposed. They're being shot up with vaccinations instead of experimenting on. They don't got no help. When the people got the COVID, they're putting them in gyms all together. The people breathing together, they don't have no room to separate them. It's just bad for them in there. There's no health care. You think that they're being protected. They're not. You need to really check in with your representatives in your field and stuff, your congressmen and stuff, and really report what's going on with your people in prison. They're not in safe conditions. They're going to come home mentally messed up from being confined like that. They're going to come home with physical condition and ailments from being asbestos, whether it's mesothelioma, all kinds of other stuff that's going on in there from the lead and the asbestos and the black mold is going in the showers. Listen, this stuff is going on in the federal level and the state level, and they need advocacy. We need people out here working for our people up in there. Y'all think that they in safe place to get if they had the food, don't have no nutrition in it, it's all genetically modified and engineered, they're experimenting on them. Listen, I spent 14 years in them in dismal crypts. That was just at one time. That ain't including all the juvenile time. And I can tell you, mentally and physically, I've been exposed and I've been messed up by that place. And you need help from people. You need your people to be aware and to be tapping in. Send them books. You don't got to always send them money. Tap in. Find people with knowledge that got books for them to help them, would help them with fields where they could come home and help you, or even if they not never come home, where they could send that information back to you so you can live better and teach you how to do things. Because if the people would have listened to the things that I knew before I came home, they would have been 14 years ahead instead of they're still 14 years behind because they're trying to learn from me. And so we trying to get ahead when we could have all already been ahead. You feel me? And I could have came home and jumped into the Bentley and went to the mansion. But we're going to get there together when we unify and understand that. So that's what was going on. We try to understand that we need to sue these corporations, get in our natural status, and then sue them for the injuries done to us in our name. And that's going to be another topic that we're going to have for the next show. So listen up. You've been on the Blog Talk Radio, The Morning Drip with Suleiman Bey. Don't forget to tap in to queenkitty.net and queenkitty at Instagram. That's queenkitty with a K, K-I-T-T-Y, for your feminine products. And don't forget to tap in to LegalEmpowerMentGroup101.com for your own website, for you to get your ebooks and the information that we discuss here. And don't forget to tap into the episodes that I have here on the show. You can go back in and check out prior episodes to find out things that you can use that can help you. Amen. Peace and love. Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you. Keep your heads up. Stay industrious. Love one another. And, hey, let's see you soon. Peace.